This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Sorry for any echoing going on there. We were testing out the new YouTube stream. If you go to, it's a little bit of a weird URL. The best one I can think of at the moment. You go to youtube.live.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to it.
There's two dots?
Yep. Two dots. Should I just make it YouTube Live?
Yes.
Free Talk Live? Okay.
There should not be that extra dot.
Not too many. Okay, too many dots. I'll fix that later. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're launching into the third hour of Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we still do live streams and podcasts and MP3 downloads and the other cam feed, which is through live stream. So you can listen and watch in a variety of ways. Oh, yeah, and satellite. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all of those things there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More disturbing news about Gary Johnson. He's the Libertarian Party not yet presidential candidate. Hopefully not at all presidential candidate.
Hopefully, but the ooh shiny thing caucus runs deep within the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, and he did get the nod in 2012 for their nomination, so he's going to have a strong showing likely here in 2016. But he's not a Libertarian, even though he claims to be. Here's a hint. Not everyone who says they're a libertarian are, in point of fact, actually a libertarian. And at least credit to Rand Paul, he won't say he's a libertarian, and he's not a libertarian.
Right.
There are a lot of libertarians who say that Rand Paul's a libertarian, but Rand Paul himself won't even say that he's a libertarian. So
he's just lying and playing the game.
That's what some libertarians are saying about him, and I don't believe that. And even if it's true, then I don't appreciate someone who's lying. So
Right. There's
that. I'll give Rand Paul credit where credit's due there. He's better than Gary Johnson in that he's honest about not being a libertarian.
Yes.
Gary Johnson, however, is not honest about not being a libertarian. He is dishonest. But on the other hand, Gary Johnson's probably a better politician as far as liberty is concerned than Rand Paul. If I were forced to choose between the two, I would choose Gary Johnson. But at this point, I'm even less likely to choose Gary Johnson at all because he's now advocating for the banning of burqas in the United States, one of the most obviously unlibertarian things that someone could possibly advocate. But let's continue with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We've got Kathy on the line in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live, Kathy.
Hi, thanks.
Hey, Kathy.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Yes.
Oh, I'm calling you because I want support, and I believe I can get support from the libertarians.
Okay, what are you looking for support in regards to?
I have a child protective case in Child Protective Services.
Does that mean that your child is being gone after by them?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And my child is actually hiding from them.
Oh.
Yes.
Does that mean they have a warrant for your arrest or something? What does it mean when your child is hiding from the Department of Children and Families or Child Protective Services or whatever they're called?
In November of 2013, they came into our home at 6:30 in the morning as my child was getting ready to go to school.
How did they just come into your home?
The caseworker submits to the court an affidavit in which he falsely states that my child is in imminent danger.
Mm-hmm. So they had a warrant.
So that happened in November 2013. And then again in May 2014, again, the worker submits a paper to the court saying, I haven't seen the child. I believe she's in imminent danger. We got to get a warrant. In May 2014, she was a few weeks shy of 15. They broke down the door.
Wow. Okay. Now, is this Child Protective Services agent who's filing for the warrant, is she on some kind of schedule to regularly meet with your daughter, and you've been avoiding those meetings?
No, there is no schedule.
So why would she be expecting to see your daughter if there's not a scheduled meeting?
The worker says that he comes to the home, rings the doorbell, nobody answers the door.
So have you ever talked to this particular agent previously?
I have talked with him, in court. I've met with his supervisor and said, I'm really scared of this person. Would you appoint another worker if you must?
And they didn't do that. You're saying this guy has it out for you. He's put in multiple warrants. They've broken into your home. And what happens then? Do they then kidnap your daughter? Or what do they do when they get in there?
Yeah, so what happened when they came in last on May 19th, 2014, I was sleeping. One kid was showering. The other was dressing. And they broke down the door and said, we have a warrant. You know the drill. Come with us.
No, I don't know the drill. What is the drill?
That's what they told me.
Oh, okay.
They said to me, you know the drill. Come with us. I said, well, because it had happened before. So
the warrant was for your arrest?
The first time it was for my arrest. The second time it was for my daughter's arrest.
On what charge?
There is no charge.
So what is this, like some sort of protective custody arrest where there's not actually a criminal charge, but they get to hold you for a period of time?
The warrant says to arrest this child to be dealt with according to law.
Okay, so they arrested your then 15-year-old daughter. What happened next?
Yeah, brought her to the courthouse, and the judge said, asked the caseworker, do you have any safety concerns? And the caseworker said, no.
But the concern previously that was signed by a judge was the caseworker hadn't seen the child, or the daughter in this case, not really a child, but your daughter, and so that was the concern, but now they have seen her, and now they're not saying there's any concern in court?
Exactly.
So then what?
This has happened twice. Now, after that second time, my daughter said, I can't sleep here, knowing that any day the police will come again. My safety has been completely shattered here.
Sure.
She went to live with friends. And for the past year, I had a private attorney. I borrowed money from a bank so that I can have a private attorney who was not going to allow these arrests. So for a year, we had some peace and quiet. And now this attorney relieved herself, and I'm without a private attorney. And so the CPS lawyer said to the judge in early December, we haven't seen the child in a year. We need to get another warrant because the mother will not voluntarily bring her to us.
That's crazy. There's so many parents that have so many nightmarish stories with these agencies, and they have different letters for their names in different states, DCYF, DCF, CPS. There's all kinds of different letters, but they all do the same thing. They invade people's lives, they kidnap children from them, and they do it on the ostensible grounds of protecting the children, when there's, in a lot of cases, no real evidence whatsoever that children are in danger at all.
And there was actually a story that came out not too long ago about a judge in Pennsylvania that pled guilty to actually profiting from taking children out of the homes of the parents.
Didn't he get sentenced to 20-something years in prison?
Something like that.
Hey, Kathy, I wish you the best. Good luck. You're there in New York, which is probably one of the worst states for that. If you care about freedom at all, you might want to consider a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I don't know how moving out of an area does that help with the problem? Can New York then just call up wherever it is you move to and initiate a similar case with them just to keep the ball rolling?
They could probably try.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wonder, you know, which states have the least offensive child protective services agencies out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you know more and you want to make some suggestions, feel free to dial in if you've got any ideas for Kathy. 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-453. 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you like more about the absolutely disturbing news about Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, not yet the nominee for the Libertarian Party. Hopefully he will not receive said nomination this year if the Libertarian Radical Caucus has anything to say about it. And I believe, Daryl, you are on the Libertarian Radical Caucus.
Yes, I am a member of that caucus. And it's not officially, like, there's no official organization for the caucus.
Sounds pretty official. You guys have bylaws and stuff, right? Or
we don't have bylaws.
Or a platform.
We're working on a platform, but we do not have caucus bylaws. We're working on hopefully getting that done.
So the idea, of course, from what I understand, is to try to drive the Libertarian Party in back toward a more principled direction.
Yes.
Because for years it has been falling away from principle and nominating people like Gary Johnson, who apparently, you know, don't even understand a shred of libertarianism, because to advocate for banning burkas in America is a clear violation of, you know, I mean, as a libertarian, you probably should know what the First Amendment's all about.
Yes.
Maybe you don't need to know everything about the Constitution. It's not a Constitution party.
Right.
It's a party about, you know, the principle of non-aggression, the principle of leaving people alone to live their lives how they want to.
Right. You don't need to know what the First Amendment says to know that the principle of non-aggression means that you don't get to force people to do things that you think they should do.
But on the other hand, if you're going to be a presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, you might want to know what the First Amendment actually means.
Yes.
Because you might get some questions about it from the media or whatever. And in this case, Gary Johnson banning burkas would violate the First Amendment in more than one way. Let's continue, though, with your calls and your thoughts. We'll go to Elijah, listening in Scottsdale, Arizona, listening via his cell phone. Go ahead, Elijah.
Hello?
Hey, or her? I'm not sure. Elijah, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
You're on the radio.
Okay, I was thinking about talking about, because I'm playing Red Dead Redemption at the moment, so it gave me the clue of talking about, like, how the Cowboys were, like, smart in one way, and how they were just plain in others.
Like, did you say they were just plain in others?
Yeah, like, they were just plain in other, like, idiotic in other points.
Hmm. And you're getting this from the video game Red Dead Redemption, which is sort of an open-world Western shooter?
No. Since I'm playing Red Dead Redemption, it gave me, like, the thought to do something, like, about Cowboys.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
There should be something done with the Cowboys because they only won one home game this season, so I don't know if they need to get rid of Tony Romo or the head coach. Maybe Jerry Jones just needs to sell the team, and you know that billion-dollar stadium that he used welfare to get could be turned into something that doesn't host a horrible football team.
I enjoyed Red Dead Redemption. I know we did Game of the Week.
I've never heard of it.
Last night. That's one of the ones I actually happen to have played through. And if you're familiar with Grand Theft Auto, then you might know.
I'm familiar that Grand Theft Auto is a thing. I've never played it.
Grand Theft Auto is a video game which has an open world concept, meaning that there are some games that are very linear, as they are called, meaning that you go from level 1 to level 10, and then, you know, the game's over, right? You don't get to stray from the beaten path, so to speak.
All right, like Mario Brothers. Once you got to level 8, number 8, and you beat Bowser, then that was the end of the game?
Well, right, and in Mario Brothers, you really couldn't go anywhere else besides to the next level, right? And there was a couple of warp zones in Mario, but for the most part.
Oh, yeah, there's the minus world.
There was actually a warp zone which would allow you to jump from like level 3 to level 8 or whatever. But you know, you're on the same path. You can't go any alternate directions.
Right.
There's only one direction to go. In a non-linear style game, like one of the ones we were talking about last night was Morrowind on the air. Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, these are also non-linear, meaning there's an open world in which you can go pretty much anywhere and you can do whatever you can do in the game.
Well, something like The Legends of Zelda was non-linear. Like, you could go somewhere other than
Those were early non-linear
But that
games.
Was not an open-world game.
Some parts of the world were closed, others were open, but that's the same. The same thing's true about that in Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption. So Zelda would be an early example of an open world game with limited interactivity with, you know, the environment around you. Now here we are in 2016. There's a lot more that one can do with a program that, you know, gives you more options of things that you can, you know, do in these open world games. And there's, of course, a plot you can follow. So you can still advance the story in the game by going to the right places and doing the right things. But there are other things that you can do, sort of side quests and things that aren't so important. And that was a fun one. I really enjoyed that. If you like a good Western, if you like a good Western movie, then you'll, and you like a good video game, then you'll enjoy Red Dead Redemption, because they did a good job of taking some of the classic Western movies out there, like, you know, the classic Clint Eastwood films, for instance.
Okay.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Fistful of Dollars, some of these kind of classic scenarios that you might see in the movies. They kind of remade some of them for the video games, so you could actually play through things that seemed, they rang very similar to some of the movies that obviously inspired the game. So they did a cool job with it. And then there was an expansion pack, which was a zombie version. And so, like, then you're running around the Old West trying to stop a zombie horde, which is pretty interesting.
Have they ever made a video game that's a zombie-themed game to where you are one of the zombies?
I bet they have, Daryl, but I don't know what it is. So if somebody has the answer to that, they can dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I know there's a game...
And are there any zombie movies from the point of view of the zombies?
Again, I'm not a zombie fanatic, so I don't... I've seen all the Walking Dead
because
shows,
I know there's vampire movies from the point of view of the vampires.
Sure, yeah.
But there's nothing that really delves into, that I'm aware of, that delves into zombie culture.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Nick. He is in Oregon via Skype. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, so I wanted to call in. I haven't actually listened to Free Talk Live in a while. I'm happy to call in. I'm glad that Daryl is running against Gary Johnson. I'm not that big of a fan. As somebody that's worked with the LPO, he's not that great. So I like what you guys are saying. But I wanted to call in regarding the last caller. She was talking about her CPS case.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, so that's the – I was looking out for her, actually. I've been talking to her recently about that case, trying to get her some help. And so the some of the issues she's having is trying to fight the warrants in case, because she's got to supply her kid, right? So I just wanted to call in and say if anybody would like to try and help her out, you can contact me. I don't want to give out my email or my phone number on air, but
so
if you go to my website.
So how contact you? Oh, website. Go ahead.
Yes, go to my website. It's an-yak.com, an-yak.com. If you go to my about page, it's there. And you can contact me. I can get you in touch.
Thanks
with her.
Thanks for offering that help, Nick. It's Free Talk Live.
So you Thank you.
A state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username for you is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, then just go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Is where you go to save 20% easily, 30%, 40%, 45%. My highest has been 45%. My most recent purchase, I put in at 40%. Now, it turned out that after Purse takes a fee, because Purse does take a fee.
Right.
If you do a final calculation, I only saved like 33%. Only save 33% on, you can actually see if you're watching on the webcam, which is now at youtubelive.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can always just go to live.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our normal cam. But, it's a little audio device thing that you can plug into a laptop or whatever and have professional sound breakouts from it, from what I understand. So something for the sound geeks out there. This thing was normally $50. I got it for $30.
Nice.
From saveatpurse.com. And I don't know what number transaction that is for me. I think I'm at like 34 or 35 transactions in the last year. I'm a huge fan of saveatpurse.com, and you can save big time on the things you buy from Amazon. And why wouldn't you want to save 20% on at least, you know, pretty much everything you buy from now on through Amazon? You can do that. But the catch is, and there is a catch, you have to use Bitcoin to make it happen. So go to saveatpurse.com and get started. Saveatpurse.com as we go to your calls and your thoughts. First up, Carl is in New Jersey. Carl's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Carl. Can't say that on the radio, so we're just going to let you go. Apparently, we've been targeted by some prank callers here tonight. It's been a while since we've had several prank callers call the show. So far, we're up to two, I think. Toll-free number is 8. Then the first one was a better call. Even though it was kind of weak, it was better because he at least said something.
Well, there was the guy that called in the first hour that just had jokes.
Yeah, I think he was a regular caller, though. I don't think he was one of this group. Because every now and then, Daryl, just to give you a little history on Free Talk Live, years ago we were targeted by Tevestibule, which is a website or a forum on the IGN forums. IGN is the Internet Gaming Network.
Okay.
They have a lot of video game reviews. IGN is actually a pretty good video game review site, but they also have forums there, apparently. And one of the sub-forums is Tevestibule. And that's where just a bunch of people talk.
Is that an acronym for something?
No.
Okay.
It's T-E-H instead of T-H-E, common keyboard mistyping. And then vestibule, as in the vestibule, but it's Tevestibule. And so they, for whatever reason, decided to target Free Talk Live one night with various different awful crank calls. Yeah, some of them were okay, but most of them were bad. And so we're like, where are these calls coming from? So we did, you know, some Googling around and was able to find the post that somebody made, which is how we identified who was calling in. It was kind of fun because we ended up posting on their forum and thanking them for calling. And so this sort of reminds me of that. It's you know, young male sounding voices.
Yeah.
Lots of video game talk. So who knows? Maybe it's 4chan or whatever. I don't know. I don't know where these are coming from tonight. If you want to identify yourselves, crankers, you're welcome to do so. Toll-free number is 855-453. But if you say the N-word or if you say some other, you know, profanity, you're just going to get dumped off the line. You know,
and then the only people that are going to hear you are the people listening to the web feed,
yeah,
not people listening on the radio.
Right. So, I mean, maybe the people that are listening, that's a good point, because if you're listening online, you do hear the crankers. You know, you'll hear somebody say a naughty word, but if you're listening on the radio, you will not hear that. And so if their goal was to actually be heard by everyone, they failed. If their goal was to be heard by their buddies in whatever group they're in, then, you know, they can pat themselves on the back because congratulations. But you know, you didn't succeed in really getting out there. You didn't hit the dozens and dozens of radio stations that are airing the show right now. So come up with something more creative than just the N-word over and over again.
Yeah.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nick in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, guys. It sounds like you've been targeted by squeakers.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Squeakers?
That's what we call them in video game lingo. Anyway.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Very, very young, prepubescent males that shouldn't be playing games that are M-rated. But
wait a minute.
Sure. Well, anyway.
So are they called squeakers because they
their voice
squeak when you squeeze them like a little dog toy?
Well, the voice, yeah.
Oh, be nice. Look, it's not like you weren't playing mature-rated games under the age of 17.
But I mean, do they squeak when you squeeze them like a dog toy?
Well, if you tried to find out, it'd probably be assault, Daryl. Come on, Nick. Yes, obviously you've played mature-rated video games before the age of recommendation. I mean, the mature rating in video games is 17 and up, and what teenager, what self-respecting teenage boy or girl hasn't played Grand Theft Auto before they turn 17?
I've never played Grand Theft Auto.
It was before the invention of the video game microphone, so...
When you say the video game microphone, you mean like TeamSpeak and these things that allow people to talk to one another over their video games?
Yes, I didn't have the opportunity to drive people crazy.
Now, but, you always mute that, though, right? Like when you're most games, don't they let you mute the chat speak stuff? So, you can deal with it.
I have the answer to Daryl's question.
Yes, sir.
It's about the zombie perspective in a video
game. Yes.
You're not going to believe this, but it's actually Red Dead Redemption.
Really?
Yes, the Undead Nightmare version at the very... Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say at the end of the game, you get the zombie perspective.
Oh, man. See, I never got to the end of the zombie game. I gave up after a while with that one. It just kind of... It got a little boring to me.
Whatever.
So. Yeah, I played through the full game of Red Dead Redemption. I just didn't play through the full expansion. Hey, thanks, Nick, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Now we just need the movie from the zombies' perspective.
I bet that's been done. I mean, there's so many zombie movies out there. There's, somebody must have done that. I'm not intimately familiar enough with it. Let's go to Ralph in Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Yeah. What's your favorite video game?
If that's Obama went wild, that would have been my favorite.
What did you say? If Obama went wild?
Yeah, well, he is doing that right now with the gun issue, right? But let's. I want to talk.
No,
about
he's doing what you expect him to do with the gun issue, isn't he?
Oh, it's not. Yeah, well, you know, you're not really. You're not really at the forum.
Wet and wild with Obama. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This Cleveland case regarding the police. Okay. I'm glad that the prosecutor made the right call and the right move in not prosecuting the police officer because
for murdering a 12-year-old boy.
Wait.
You don't think that there should have been prosecution there, huh?
Well, the
prosecutor tried, and I use that term very loosely. Tried to get the grand jury to issue an indictment, but they just didn't do it.
Okay, all right. Then how did that case in Maryland, Baltimore to be exact, with that radical racist woman, Marlene Mosby, turn out right now? Okay, I mean it was a hung jury, and don't you think if justice is served, he would not be tried again? There would not be no trial again. But more to the point, right? Why, if that situation was black on black, as we see happening in Newark right now, okay, we would not be talking about that whole thing. Okay? It's only a.
Wasn't there a black cop involved in Baltimore?
Yes, but I think Ralph's saying if the guy was not a police officer and just some guy with like a rider truck that went around and picked somebody up and threw him in the back and broke his neck.
Three of them, as a matter of fact. But, you know, we are told by the self-appointed black leadership that they would deal with issues involving police and black-on-black, killings or murder. Okay? And we are told, you know, I said to them, they can chew gum and walk at the same time. I have not seen neither of those things happen yet.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
I don't think I've ever seen Jesse Jackson chew gum.
855-450-3733. I don't have any leaders, and I don't think most people do unless they choose them for themselves.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us toll-free here at 855-453. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us right now. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can amp the show. And the amplifiers are a big help behind the scenes to Free Talk Live, not just because they give $5 a month to the show, and that helps us market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live, hence the name AMP. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started. But they also make some really great suggestions about, you know, how to make the show better and, you know, technical suggestions. And even though we've had a YouTube channel for, well, over a year or a year and a half, 2 years, something like that now, we've been posting,
a while.
Yeah, we've been posting each show, the video version of the show, on YouTube for more than a year. And I guess it just never really crossed my mind, hey, we ought to try the YouTube Live thing. YouTube has a live streaming thing now that they've been doing for probably like a year or so. And it's, and I think it was limited to certain channels that were popular in the beginning, but now
I actually remember there was an activist out in the Phoenix area that he was using the live stream version of YouTube like 5-6 years ago.
Really? Well, I recall it being only available to certain channels in the beginning, and now it's available to anybody with a YouTube channel. So somebody suggested that on the AMP group, and okay, yeah, we can do that. We were on the Next News Network, and because we don't have unlimited bandwidth and computers in the studio, I have canceled our live streaming agreement with them. But they're still welcome to use the, you know, the actual recorded version of the show. So we still have a relationship with them. I'd rather use the live streaming bandwidth for YouTube. And so now we're up there. You can go to YouTube.freetalklive.com. If you go to YouTube.freetalklive.com, that'll just take you to our YouTube channel, and you can click on the live video from there. So either one will ultimately work. But to go straight to the live version, YouTube Live, amp.freetalklive.com. So it's thanks to a Free Talk Live amplifier for suggesting that. You can join the AMP program and get access to the AMP Facebook group where these discussions happen at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month from any major credit card through PayPal, Visa or MasterCard, and now Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, just to give an update on something that Ralph had mentioned about what was going on down in Baltimore, I'm seeing a headline here that the judge has actually ordered the officer, the first officer, William Porter, who had the hung jury, the judge has ordered him to testify in the upcoming trials.
Oh, because the worry was that he wasn't going to testify.
The worry was he was not going to be able to testify because he was wanting either immunity or they would have been able to get him to testify had he been found guilty. There was the hung jury, but now the judge has ordered him to testify.
Let's go to, and by the way, this YouTube thing doesn't look like it's without bugs. Mine keeps freezing. I don't know if anyone else is having any better luck with that. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Shawnee, listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Shawnee.
Hello.
Hi, Shawnee. You're on the air.
Hi. I had a question about those squeakers.
The squeakers?
Yeah, the squeakers I called in. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
Here's you can't say those things on the radio.
Fairly certain if we squeezed any of these people that have called in with the prank calls, they would squeak like a little doggy chew toy. That's probably why they're called squeakers.
Let's continue here. We've got Socrates on the line in Nashua via Skype. Hello, Socrates.
I'll be a little more careful with my language than her.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of language, I don't understand why you think it's disturbing why Gary Johnston would think the way that he does. This is kind of what the dissolution of pragmatism has done to philosophy and the way that the public believes things.
No, definition what's disturbing is that Gary Johnston claims to be a libertarian and is advocating for a ban on burkas. That's what's disturbing.
Right, and Butch was exactly how a pragmatist would behave. He's essentially just, doesn't he still use the term that he's liberal on social issues and conservative on monetary issues?
I don't think he says liberal. He says he's socially tolerant.
Oh, okay. I remember in the Republican debates, he used to say socially liberal and fiscally conservative. That's the most popular thing you can be. And I was like, well, it's interesting because you used two terms that have definitions that are radically different and could be perceived as opposites. So now you're taking that towards the next thing that you want to destroy the meaning of, which is libertarian in general. Not a huge surprise from somebody that's been doing this for a long, long time. It goes into a much larger much larger conversation as why do words have no meaning?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. I mean, obviously words have meaning. They all have definitions.
Well,
whether
right,
people would assign...
Everybody wants to assign their own definition to the words.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl. That's exactly what I mean. But everyone assigns their own definition to the word. They don't even care what the context is because they already have a definition in their head based on their arbitrary definition that's based on their own social conception of what the hell they're talking about. And excuse me, but the word hell, I hope, is acceptable.
You're okay there. You're fine.
Okay. Well, you have to understand, it, without the context or the suppressed premises that make up any of the terms that we use, people can believe whatever they want on whatever they want.
Sure, and without the willingness to not ostracize, but to tell somebody, hey, you don't belong in this club. If somebody comes into the club, they've signed, in this case, the Libertarian Party, which has an agreement that people sign that before they can become a member of said party, which says that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. If someone violates that statement through their words or actions, someone ought to confront them. But no one is willing to do that or very few people are willing to do it, certainly not the people in positions of party leadership, because they want to be a big tent. They want to welcome everyone in the party. We wouldn't want to upset anybody.
You know what happens when you have a big tent? The elephant. No, the elephant poop on the libertarians.
Daryl, I mean, you made the point further. When you signed that pledge, oh, that just meant that you won't overthrow the government. That means we actually assigned it the precise opposite definition of what it was intended for. Do you see? Then that's actually what the party leadership is actually advocating.
Yeah, I mean, I share your frustration with it, which is why I'm not involved with the Libertarian Party on a national level at all.
I hear you, and this kind of goes towards a much larger problem, which like leads to the fact that you guys sponsored the No Borders, or the LRN sponsored the No Borders podcast, right? And they kind of address this problem by saying, why even basically deal with these people in society at all? Remove yourself completely. Leave the country. Leave the government.
Well, the answer is because you can't run forever. And wherever it is that you run to, guess what? There's a government there, too.
Not only is there a government there, but then you're subject to the U.S. government's foreign policy.
Well, there's that. And further, if you're running from the U.S. government, you go somewhere else where there's a government, well, guess what? They're still going to be aggressing against the people in that area. And I don't know about you, but I can't just sit by idly and watch people being aggressed against. I don't care if it happens in my backyard or if it happens, you know, halfway across the world. Wherever it is I am, the government exists, and I want to be in a place where there's less of it. And so moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is, in my opinion, the best plan. Now, I respect somebody who wants to go run off to some other country and hide out. You know, if that's the life you want for yourself, I wouldn't say that you shouldn't have it. By all means, go and run and hide. But eventually, they're going to come around. They're going to come around to you. Eventually, they're going to come to your neighbors, and they're going to harass them, and then they're going to come to you, and then there's nobody else going to be left to defend you. So if you don't stand up and defend what you believe in, then you're eventually going to lose more freedoms. And so, you know, I wish those folks around the rest of the world the best of luck, and I hope it works out for them. But me, I'm throwing in with other libertarians here in New Hampshire. And like you said, you are as well, Socrates?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm one of the movers myself, which is why I wanted to address that myself. It's essentially putting yourself inside the spotlight, right? It puts you under the most scrutiny. And essentially, by kind of moving into a space where people think the most like you, where the people at least have the most understanding of history and Socratic questioning, where you can maybe, when you have the ability to question your own thoughts, those are the only people I want to be around.
Socrates, thank you for your call tonight. If you haven't yet checked out the Free State Project, you really ought to do it. I mean, if you love liberty and you're considering leaving the United States, then you really owe it to yourself to look at the Free State Project. Or even if you just love liberty and you're not considering leaving the United States, you should definitely look at the Free State Project as an option. Our friend Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org recently came back after traveling for more than a year exploring Mexico. He spent a lot of time down there and in other parts of the U.S. And he and Amanda, his girlfriend/wife partner, made the decision they were going to come back to New Hampshire because that's where the community for liberty is, and there's nothing like it anywhere else. If you don't believe me, come see it for yourself during the Liberty Forum, nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there and get your tickets all taken care of. It's February 18th through the 21st, and between now and tomorrow night, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.